He's showing me up today, Peebles. He's got the body of a Greek god, and
it's a pale Greek god. I don't know what his name was. Peleus.
Peleus, the Greekest of gods. Yeah.
Take one.
How pro is this, mate?
So pro.
Did you know what you were getting yourself into when you rocked up today? Yeah,
not
it's
that.
A pro. It's a Sauna Sessions with Shay, episode number one. We've got our first guest, and it's a privilege and honour to have you up here, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Kel Sanson. Thanks, mate, for coming along and putting on the beanie.
Beanies. I feel very authentic.
Actually, we've got to do the ceremonial labelling.
Yes.
So we're just going to put a little bit of... water on the rocks. That's to signify I won't hit your knee and burn a hole in your knee this time. But that's to signify we're away with episode one. And mate, it's an absolute privilege to have you on the first episode, because I've been wanting to. It's been a dream I've had for a while to actually
to have me semi naked in a
yes,
sauna.
Yes, yes, scissoring you in a sauna.
You're only human, mate. It's fair.
In very half scantily clad towels, you know. Yeah, we went down to Kmart and bought them, especially. You know, I said, "Sorry, is this long enough?" No, yeah, go shorter. Yeah, sure. So
show some skin.
We've got to get 3/4, you know, legs happening. So for all the people watching the video out there, you're going to see a bit of skin. But you do the beanie suits you, mate.
Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah,
I feel very.
It's cool the head a bit.
Fighting style. It's nice. Feels comfortable.
So I better give these guys a bit of context. We've actually we generally do a bit of breath work before we start. We didn't have time to do that, so we went straight in the ice bath. It wasn't the coldest ice bath, but we got cranking anyway, and then straight into the sauna. Now we built this sort of the first time Kel actually rocked up a few months ago to do the first episode. The sauna was not even built, right? So it's called Sauna Sessions with Shay, and there was no bloody sauna. So we thought we actually shot it, and we thought we'll get you back and to do it again and do it properly, because it wasn't a labor of love, but it was a labor to get this thing together. And it took what do you reckon, hun? About
two and a half days.
Yeah, it took a bit of time, but we're happy with it now. It's at a good place, so it's good to have you on the show, mate.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
we're proud to be here. So good.
Now, mate, what's been happening in Kel's world?
What's been happening?
Any goss? Any news on the street? You've been doing some stills photography?
Oh yeah, went out in the city last night for a bit of street shooting, mate, which is always good.
Yeah,
with one of the boys, Frosty. But
where do you feel you're at so with good. Your photography, mate? What do you want to do with the photography,
mate? Semi-retirement goals. That's another 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
Be in a position where I could just do normal work a couple of days a week and do shooting, and that'd be gold.
What was the catalyst there? Did you just pull out the iPhone or the camera and you...
I was shooting on my phone a bit and then had plenty of people comment on my photos. I had a Canon years ago and I could take some occasional good shots, but it was like when the light is right and I just jagged the settings because I just didn't know what I was doing. But then had a friend say, "I want to buy one of your shots, one of my mobile shots." And she said, "You need to do this and do it properly." And so within a week, I bought a decent camera and cranked the Sony and everything I've learned is just follow on photographers on Instagram and YouTube.
Yep.
Hundreds of hours of YouTube clips and practicing a hell of a lot. So
it's amazing these days. You can you probably just YouTube everything.
Anything I need to know, anytime I need to find something out, just search YouTube.
Yep.
So good.
And then you find just trial and error.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. And lots of practice. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So was it from the first sale? So when you got that sale, did you actually, the hair stand up the back of your neck, go, "I can actually do something here, make some money out of this"?
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much the money. It was more just this is something that I'm passionate about and like I've always liked it. And I had some passion for it and then I just lost a bit of confidence in it for a few different reasons and then got it back.
Yeah.
And been two years next month it'll be since I got the Sony and
nice,
loving
mate.
It, mate. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, mate, we were just talking before we jumped on air, you have been in the gym at 5 a.m. and you've got he's showing me up today, Peebles. He's got the body of a Greek god, and
it's a pale Greek god. I don't know what his name was. Peleus.
Peleus, the Greekest of gods. Yeah. What was Peleus's superpower?
I don't know. But no, yes, I did. Just a couple of weeks ago, just from encouragement from my mate Frosty to get on down to the 5 o'clock classes, and, yep. and it just changed my day. It changed my mental state. I feel like just a few weeks of that training harder. The people who train at 5 a.m. are definitely solidly committed to hitting it pretty hard, and it's just it's so good. I feel really good. I feel like I got more time in my day, less time mucking around on my phone, just wasting time in the mornings.
Yep.
More time in mobility, eating better. Just everything. It's all good. So good.
It is kind of cool that, like, how much time you do pick up by getting up at that time. And you've done a workout before people have got out of bed.
Yeah.
But then I find the other advantage to it is how quiet it is.
Yeah,
and you can start your day, you're quiet with your brain nice and quiet. Mm. And you can actually get some productive, creative stuff done fairly
early.
Yeah,
I've been doing a bit of editing and just having a slow breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, rather than, you know, laying around lazy, then going, oh, I've got to get up and get for work, and always running, you know, rushing. And then now I come home, got time for some mobility work, got time for some editing, got time to eat brekkie slow.
Those eggs are over easy, really slow.
I can't eat eggs, mate. It's just muesli.
We're getting our producer telling us to put another ladle on. We'll just if you hear the sound in the background, that's the water on the rocks with a tinge of eucalyptus. You get
the smell. Definitely getting the scent.
Yeah, good for the sinuses, mate. Yeah.
Very good.
So it is a good way to start the day, though, isn't it? And then I find it sets your day up to win. So,
I'm surprised. Like, I did just a couple of weeks ago, a friend lent me David Goggins' book.
Mm.
I mean, I've heard him for a few years on podcasts and things, and he's an extreme kind of character. I like him and how he rolls, and, you know, he pushes the boundaries of physicality and mental strength and things. And just reading that, not that I'm like mad crazy on it, but I love the messaging that he has. And for me, it's just about, you know, like, I've fallen off the wagon a little bit with competitive sport, you know, a year and a bit ago and not fallen off the wagon. That sounds bad, but I've just stopped and haven't really probably pushed myself in my comfort zone out of my comfort zone for a while. So it's kind of nice to be surrounded by some people at those 5 a.m. classes to push me out a little bit.
After listening to his book, what did you implement that to change it up a bit? Did you use any of his words, any of his mindset stuff, or did you just
Bunkaroo too?
What's that? Bunkaroo too.
Who's gonna lift the boat?
Who's gonna lift the boats?
We were doing that yesterday. But it's a bit of that.
I found stop being a bitch. Like, just telling yourself, stop being a bitch.
I don't think like that. No, I don't. I think I'm trying to have good self-talk.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's not a discriminatory thing to my own self.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a mechanism to say, get the fuck out of bed.
Get just up and get it.
Shit done.
Yeah. I think it is.
I don't offend myself by saying it to myself. You know?
That's fair enough.
But there is someone, because I'm now doing his first, I think I went the wrong way around. I did his second book, and now I'm listening to audio book.
Yep.
The first one, Can't Hurt Me.
Yeah.
And there is a curiosity. I don't know, how curious are you about how far you can push yourself?
Oh, definitely. I've done a few things in my time where I feel like I have pushed physically, pushed pretty hard, and I like that, but I haven't done it for a while, so it's kind of good, you know, to be training a bit more now and hooking back in again to get myself back to something like that, you know. It's good.
Do you find, because our default mechanism is creature comforts. It's easy to sit on the couch. It's easy to turn on the TV. It's easy to put on the aircon to 23 degrees. You know, it's easy. And all these things are being built to solve problems that, you know, weren't around 50, 60 years ago.
But it's
kind of making it soft, isn't it?
It's definitely an element of that.
Yeah.
Everyone likes to be comfortable. I mean, I like to train hard and rest hard.
Yeah. You know, like,
train hard, rest hard. That's my motto.
How do you rest hard?
Just make the most of my relaxed time. I think for me, I do a lot of travel. When I don't have my daughter, on the weeks where I don't have my daughter, I do a lot of work travel.
Yep.
And, you know, I like to go on a few adventures and photography and things and keep pretty busy. And so when I relax, I want to properly be there relaxing, you know, so that's important.
The other member in your family is Charlie. How old's Charlie?
Charlie's nearly 11.
All right, she's an absolute angel, this kid.
Yeah.
Everything she does, it oozes cuteness.
She is very cool.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky, though.
Obviously an extension of dad. She's a cool
and
human being.
And
yeah,
mum.
And a mum, of course.
You know,
yeah.
She's a good child. God, I sound like an old douchebag. She's a good child. Listens to her parents. No, she is. She's just cool. She's always been a very calm person. I can't remember ever seeing her lose her temper.
Yep.
You know, I've seen her emotional a few times, obviously, but she doesn't, you know, she just never had tantrums.
Mm.
She's just a relaxed little dude, you know.
Yeah,
and,
good.
And I love that about her. And, you know, we love to go climbing and do adventures and things. And,
yep.
You know, I think the time with her, I suppose that single dad thing is, you know, go away, travel, work hard, come home when I've got her.
Mm.
There's a lot of focus time with her. And I love that, you know.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
You know, we love chilling out, watching a movie. And it's, you know, those kind of things are really nice too. So
she's got a good energy about her, mate. That's for sure.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I'm very, very grateful. Absolutely.
Mate, did you have any preconceptions of what you're in for today with Sauna Sessions with Shay?
I definitely didn't have any preconceptions about these hats.
I think Sari suggested put the beanies on, and I think it's just going
to
be a weekly thing. Yeah, everyone's going
to
have to. If you've got lice, then or nits, whatever.
share around.
Yeah.
The steam will hopefully sterilize. The heat and the steam might get rid of that.
Let's kill the bacteria and the nits at the same time. We'll find out. Yeah. Oh, yes. We've just got our producer saying put on another ladle of water. So let's see. Yeah, we'll go again on that. So we actually, I don't know about you, but when I sit in the sauna, I come up with some ideas that are like, oh, yeah. And I don't think I would come up with the ideas if I wasn't sweating out all this gunk in the sauna.
Yeah.
So I find like some of my best ideas are either on the toilet or in the sauna. Yeah.
I'm happy to share your ideas here.
Yeah. But that was like the premise for the whole thing was like, when I used to go to the gym just down the road here, I'd always have a sauna at the end of a session.
Mm.
And that was always, I'd tell my partner, I'd get out of the sauna and I always felt good because whoever's in the sauna had to listen to my shit, right? And it could be
captive
about
audience.
Yeah, but then they'd get vulnerable or they'd tell me something about themselves and then we'd pick away at that. And not that that happened every time, but we just end up having a conversation. And basically, I thought the other day, this is about speaking shit, having a laugh, and just getting vulnerable.
Yeah,
right? And you don't have to do any of them in any order and you don't have to do two out of the three. You can just do one or you can do zero out of the three. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, it is what it is. So, but I think there is something important about keeping the conversation going. Like I find I don't know, with your job, do you find you connect with people, you're conversing all the time?
Yeah,
or
there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
there's definitely a fair bit of that. I mean, when I work from home, though, there's not too much chit-chat. I mean, a few phone calls and that with colleagues or clients, I suppose. But But no, I think it is. We easily can get caught up in scrolling the media and things and not calling a mate to say, hey, bud, how are you going? What's going on and what's happening? And
the simple stuff.
It's an easy trap to fall into, I think, now. I don't know. Things are a bit strange since post-COVID.
Mm.
I don't know. But I think we still can easily fall into those traps of not calling up and because you saw some photos from a weekend and you commented on it and said, oh, cool, that looked awesome. But you don't ring and get
the
lowdown or what's happening in your life sort of chat, you know?
I don't know, mate. Even around here, like where we live, I find it's almost too quiet in the way that, like, it's nice that it is quiet, but I feel that people are on their devices and that's why it's quiet.
That chit-chat.
So like when we were kids, we used to bloody be out in the streets playing basketball, cricket, you name it.
Yeah.
We do have a load of kids out here that do that sort of stuff, but I just find that it's always quiet. Yeah. And I love hearing kids playing and, you know, just stuff going on.
Mm.
I just feel that in some ways people are more and more attached to their screens.
Yeah, you know? We become more insular, and I think that's the trap.
Mm.
You know, but that's why things like a little once a month buddy drum session with the boys, the Happy Slappers, is awesome because we all go to the pub and we play bongos and so the what do you call them,
djembes. Yeah,
we're gonna have a chat and have a laugh and just there's nothing better than those nights for me once a month. I really look forward to, really miss it if I happen to be away, and so that to me is, you know, it's our good little
group
of guys.
So for the audience members at home, we started a drum circle called the Happy Slappers up at the Full Moon Hotel up at Sandgate, Kel's been a member for what, a year or so?
Yeah.
And there's a bit.
We worked it out last time. It might have been nearly 18 months.
18 months. We've been going. Yeah. But it is something I think we all look forward to.
Yeah.
Because there's no judgment. No. We all sit around, we speak shit, we have a good laugh, and then we just slap some drums.
Yeah.
Now, none of us are professional drummers, right? But we all give it a crack. And that's, I think, the main thing is, like, if you put that into the context of other things you do in life, there is that fear about people judging you because you're a shit drummer.
Because right? you suck at it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But the fact is, everyone that rocks up not for the drumming.
No.
It's more for the community
and
the conversation and the no judgment. There's we're all there just to take the piss and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
Have a laugh with the boys, have a palmy and
play the drums. Jeez, always look forward to the palmy. Yeah.
It's always good.
But it gets me thinking, how many things do we pass on life because of fear? Of what other people think.
There's plenty of that.
Yeah. Mm. And just by giving something a crack, you may go, holy shit, this is the thing I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. What about the connection? Mm. You know, the connection that you might get with other people doing that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very powerful stuff. But I'm glad that, like, the six people that we've got in there, we're just, everyone's different, but we all bring something to the circle.
Yeah.
And everyone, I think, really looks forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. But it is part of that and facing up to that if you are a bit nervous or whatever else, I think is important. And talking about the big fella Frosty, when I took him out last night street shooting, and he's doing a lot of self-development work and that in the last year, which is awesome. And part of doing that with me is getting out and chatting to people randomly and things. And that's what I love about the street photography, is this random human connection that you get, the random chats of people taking a few people's photos of, that ask you for it. Or if you ask them, hey, can I take your photo? She look cool sitting there or whatever. And love that. So a little bit of human connection. So
can you expand on that? So when you go out street shooting, you've got a camera in your hand. Do you go up, approach a person and say, do you mind if I take your picture?
Occasionally. It depends, but I'll take, random shots of people, someone running across the street and the light looks really cool, or shadows are neat or whatever, or something unique is happening, We've had a bunch of ladies last night who had just been to Mamma Mia, or yesterday afternoon been to Mamma Mia, and they're all rowdy. And I think Kelly, the lady who, she runs a charity, multiple sclerosis awareness kind of charity group, and they're all part of that, I think, and you just have a bit of a chat and a laugh. They all wanted their photo taken together as a group, and
nice,
happy to do that. And you have a few laughs with some randoms and then wander off, and
so then you get their deets to
send her the photos, and she'll put some post up on Instagram or whatever about it, that sort of stuff. I love that. But I've chatted to a lot of randoms, a lot of in Melbourne and in Brisbane when I've been shooting, down there and up here. And that's the best thing, is just that human connection, And there's a few people I follow on Instagram who do specifically wander up to people to take portrait photography and just have a chat to them. And that's the connection, I think. Yeah. It's just like, that's the best. That's the best bit.
And in some ways, I suppose it's a bit daunting to actually go to a stranger and say, hey, mate, do you mind if I take your picture?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Frosty sort of said, that sort of stuff is scary to him.
Yeah.
And it's good that he's coming and he wants to go and do more, which is awesome. And for me, it's... I love that bit. I love that bit of it. It is intimidating sometimes, but I just relax and just enjoy.
Suppose like anything, like you've been doing street photography for what, 2 years?
Two.
Your first interaction with a human would have been shit scary, and now you've just practiced it for 2 years, and it's just what you do.
That's it. And, you get comfortable with your camera and what it can do and how to drive it properly in all those different situations, and then when there's an opportunity to take someone's photo and have a quick chat, and I've met a lot of.
Do you ever get anyone saying that? Not keen.
No, I did have a fella telling me he was going to smash my camera one night if he saw it again. I don't know how you say it in a nice way. He was a fella that's probably pretty hard on his luck, and you can obviously tell some mental health problems and things.
Gotcha.
So I just legged it, I was like, oh, I don't want to have to, I wasn't trying to take his photo. I was near him with my camera and he thought I was trying to take his photo, which I definitely wasn't.
Right.
And he got pretty aggro with me. So, someone's going to smash my camera. I'm just going to.
Yep. They can't all be winners, can they?
No, just going to leg it. I haven't had anybody else. Anyone like that.
And mate, how's life in general?
Good.
Things good?
Yeah, real good.
Yeah.
It's been a good year.
Mate, I always love coming over your place. So the penthouse up top there at Sandgate Redcliffe and the sea breeze, mate, blowing in through that window.
I love it.
It's it's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, it is. But yes, mate, it's a good spot to live. I'm very grateful to live there and to be able to to be able to have that place as my, you know, as our house, and for me and Charlie, and
yep.
a little home base is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, mate, it's been a good year.
How's your head going, mate? Is the beanie getting a bit hot?
It's very warm. It's been good, though. It's good.
My first
boss is telling us to ladle up again.
She's not like, hey, we've got to get another ladle.
Some more sizzling.
The first thought was, and this is why it's episode one, guys. Like Kel's a bit of a guinea pig today because we're actually trying to work out the camera we've got. We're shooting on an A7IV for anyone that does know their camera stuff, and we've got a couple of Rode mics, big boom arms, as my partner likes to call them, and pod mics, I think they're called. So we tested these the other night, and they were shit hot. They were like too hot to touch because we shut the door. The steam was through the roof. There's no way we would have had a $3,000-$4,000 camera in here. We tried a GoPro, so we're trying a couple of things. But the first premise was actually just to keep steaming this bloody thing up and talk until we can't talk no more because, you know, it's like it's getting too,
too hot.
Yeah. So, and I don't think we're too far off, right?
No, I'm definitely getting toasty.
Yeah. But we've come from the ice bath straight in, so we've come from the core temp cool. down a bit,
yep.
and it's now rising. But it's like on the Richter scale, we're sitting at about 40 degrees and 30% humidity. So it's not crazy hot.
Too bad.
Yeah. But I think the beanie's starting to get a little bit,
I think,
a bit warm.
We could wrap it up and shut the door and crank this sucker properly.
Well, I think that's what we're going to do in a little bit is we're going to, we've got pizza for dinner tonight. We're going to crank this sauna. We're going to get some steam happening. But, mate, look, I so appreciate you coming up because it's a bit of a journey to get up here.
A little bit.
But thanks so much, mate, for coming in for the first session of Sauna Sessions with Shay.
Oh, thank you, mate. Look, I really appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to sit here and have a chat and steam it up. It's good.
Well, mate, you've got to do the honorary signing off with the ladle. So if you can just get some steam happening.
Sure.
Folks, don't forget to subscribe and check out more episodes when they appear on Spotify and all the directories. Kel, you're a bloody legend, mate. Magic. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, buddy.
Show number one. Sauna Sessions with Shay.
Yep.
Thanks, mate. We'll have to get you back for another one.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.